What plans have you made for your operation as we go forward? Pat Sturz is with us once again. Pat, of course, is CPA with Clifton Larson Allen, works with a lot of farmers and small businesses as far as making that plan for the future. And Pat, I know you know firsthand that Mother Nature and the situation can change your life in the blink of an eye because, unfortunately, you still have a heavy heart over something that happened 20 years ago.
So Wednesday, the 27th, is the 20th anniversary of the Foster tornado, and those people that know me know that I lost my farm in that tornado, and I lost a daughter in the tornado. First thing I wanted to do here after 20 years on a personal note is thank everybody that contributed 20 years ago to help with that process. If it wouldn't have been for the people that picked me up, I probably wouldn't have been able to get off the mat on that. So I can't thank the people in the community and in the area enough for all they did for the Foster tornado.
And it was a devastating situation. I remember it clearly, and again, a heavy heart over the loss of your daughter. But you also, as you said, lost the farm, and you have to plan ahead. Some of the things that we have to be aware of, Pat, insurance. How important is insurance as we talk about a succession plan and meetings and everything else? But where does insurance fit into the whole picture?
Sure. If we look at insurance, obviously what insurance is doing is it's selling the risk of loss. And insurance companies make money. They build buildings based on the theory that they can assign a return on investment based on sharing risk with you. And from my personal experience, the careful part of this is always to be careful that you're not penny wise and pound foolish. Make sure you have enough coverage for all the risks that go with it. If you make the decision not to cover something with insurance, what you're really saying is, I'm taking the risk that something will adversely affect me and I can recover from that. And if we break it down, we really break it down into multiple types of insurance between property insurance, crop insurance. Those two, I think most farmers can relate to because they can feel and see their property. It's the intangible assets, disability and life insurance, that we really have to at least have the conversation. I always tell my clients that not doing something isn't an answer. Making a decision not to do it, you should be able to live with that because you've made the conscious decision to do something.
And, of course, with life insurance, when you really want to maybe pass something on to the next generation as far as tax-free money, life insurance is really one of the best ways to go, isn't it?
It can be, and I think it's evaluating. For example, I was having a conversation, or I'm in the middle of a conversation with a client that will owe an estate tax. Their estate's large enough that they will owe money. So the question is, do the kids want to take money out of cash flow now to buy life insurance to pay for the estate tax so they won't put a crimp on their farm assets at that time? So we're paying for something we know will happen. Somebody will die, and it's a function of, are they willing to trade out current cash flow to pay for that event?
Yeah, it's something we have to think about. And Pat, all these things that we've been talking about the past few weeks, you will talk about in a presentation coming up in a month or so. Have we finalized that, or what's the update on that?
Sure. Thanks, Bob. So we're going to work with AgStar and do a presentation at the Stout Ale House in Menominee on October 1st. I don't quite have the times pinned down, but I'm guessing it's going to be about 3 hours starting at about 8:30 in the morning. And the three areas that we're going to talk about are succession planning and these kind of conversations about things that you need to consider even before, or when you're thinking about the process. What is it that you need to get ready to do a plan? Then the AgStar group is going to do a presentation on your choices under the farm plan, the farm program. I don't know about you, but I've read enough articles on that. I still can't get my head around it. And then the third one will be, we'll talk a little bit about, in today's economic environment, tax environment, what do we need to do to manage our taxes both in the current year and the long term? So what's the strategies, especially this year being kind of an odd year with prices flipping around on us?
And that's coming up October 1st at the Stout Ale House.
Yeah.
Very good. And we get more information, we'll pass it along. Thanks, Pat, for the update again today.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Pat Sturz, again, Pat, a CPA, with Clifton Larson Allen, helping you plan your future.